Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus. I hope that you are hearing this. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus. Welcome, everybody. Mike, can you believe that? Bless America. Testing. My mic is not. Testing. Testing. Something is not right. Testing. Okay, if you can hear me, stay with me. I'm fixing to go out and come back in by my phone because this is not working. I'm on Skype and why that my Skype is not working, so okay, bear with me, everybody.
Well, welcome everybody to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm sorry for that delay. I have Skype, and for some reason Skype was not working. So I had to go old school and call in by the telephone. So I do apologize for that delay. I'm almost fed up with Skype and wish I hadn't got in there. What did I want to say? Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. The chat room is open. Today's show in the studio with Linus is going to be about domestic violence and sports. So we definitely going to be a lot of discussion about that tonight. As always, I start the show off with entertainment news. And then we do sports, and we'll go right into domestic violence and the sports. Okay, entertainment news. Jill Scott, who leaked it? The neo-soul singer-songwriter is the latest figure caught up in a series of private photos leaked to the Internet showing celebrities in various states of undress and or totally nude. Hackers have hit the private pictures of actress Jennifer Lawrence, supermodel Kate Upton, and now Jill Scott. There's a twist. Scott says one of the pictures is her taking while she was recording for her weight loss regimen. But the other, she says, no way, because she wishes she had as much space between her thighs as that person in that picture number two did. So that ain't Jill Scott, y'all. That's a lie. And for all you clever hackers that did this, I hope you die and go to hell, because that's really, really, you're not only invading somebody's private life, but you're also showing their bodies. That is not your right to do that. I don't care if you're anonymous or whoever you are. That's wrong, and wrong is going to come back to you. So as well as you're showing all their pictures, be true and be certain that somebody's going to show something of yours out there very shortly. Rosie Perez gets a chair at The View. Published reports say the Do the Right Thing actress and In Living Color choreographer will join Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell when the new season begins. Former George W. Bush communications director and political commentator Nicole Wallace is also reportedly joining the panel. We're also waiting to see if host Whoopi Goldberg will remain the moderator, or will it be returning host and former moderator Rosie O'Donnell back for a second time. As of press time, ABC has not confirmed details since they got rid of Sherry Shepherd and Jenny McCarthy. The new season for The View kicks off September 15th on ABC. Well, comedian actor Chris Tucker owes the IRS more money to the tune of $14 million now. If he doesn't pay up, will he wind up in jail like other celebrities, including Lauryn Hill, Wesley Snipes, and singer Ron Isley, just to name a few? Now, speaking of Wesley Snipes, he has signed on for the movie Blade 4. Well, he was talking about that a couple of weeks ago, so I guess now it has been confirmed. Well, congratulations to Alicia Keys. She's making her first appearance since announcing her second pregnancy. Keys will appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on September 8th, which was Tuesday. So if you missed it, well, you can catch it on YouTube or either go on ABC.com, NBC.com. Okay, Sherry Shepherd is still in the battle with her soon-to-be ex-husband, Lamar Sally. The ex-host of ABC's daytime talker, The View, is trying to make a clean break with Sally. She recently offered him $100,000 to go away, along with $3,000 in child support for a surrogate baby who was born last month. When the relationship ended, Shepherd backed out of the agreement she and Sally had regarding the baby. Shepherd already has a 9-year-old child from her first marriage, and she felt that Sally tricked her into an agreement for the surrogate child. Sally has never worked a day. All right, you broke fool. While they were married, He was a freeloading off of Shepard. Sally rejected Shepard's offer. Sally says he wants more money, $10,000 a month in child support. The nerve of him. Shepard wanted to make a clean break from this man, but he is being difficult. So now a judge is going to decide what happens next. Sherry, you won't have to pay him a dime as Bessie gets somewhere and sit down and shut up. Because the baby is his. There's nothing about you. So it's up to him for child support to take care of that child. He's going to be raising it. Okay? Shepherd is headed to Broadway September 9th for the musical Cinderella. She will star along with Kiki Palmer. When Shepherd ends her Broadway run, Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes will take her place. Leakes is no stranger to acting with her stints on Glee and The New Normal. They should have never canceled that show. That was excellent. It's another feather in this reality star's cap as she expands her public persona. Leakes replaces Sherry Shepherd and joins Kiki Palmer in Cinderella on November 25th. Well, back to the Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey saga. Was Nick Cannon cheating on Mariah Carey? The six-year marriage is over, and Mariah's people are putting the blame on Cannon and his rumored roving eye. Carey, 44 years old, and Cannon, only 33 years old, have two young children. According to published reports, Carey felt that she couldn't trust Cannon. She was always calling and texting him. She even had her assistants follow him on the set of his TV talent show, America's Got Talent. Friends of Cannon say Carey is the problem because she loves to drink. Get it drunk? Drink. And everybody knows it, Mariah. I don't know who you think you're fooling. And is mad she can no longer control him. Cannon can't talk about his marital problems, but an alleged mistress who's 23 is talking. The alleged mistress says she is the side chick, and she recently did a photo shoot posing as Mariah Carey lookalike. I'm going to say this, y'all. You know that Mariah Carey is not, her elevator don't go all the way to the top. You know she's always had some mental issues, depression, who's doing this to that to her. Her drinking is nothing new. That's been going on for quite a while. I just hope she doesn't turn into a mean drunk. And you need to, Mariah, back off those booze if you're trying to get custody of your kids. Otherwise, it'll go straight to Nick without a doubt. Without a doubt. Tavis Smiley is coming to Dancing with the Stars. In addition, he's returning with a new book about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Smiley has often referred to King as the greatest American. Death of a King is a story of civil rights leaders' final years of his life. Smiley will be in Philadelphia on Thursday, September 18th at the Free Library of Philadelphia, 19th and Vine Street, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. How is he going to do a book tour and Dancing with the Stars? Will he even last on the show? The dancing lineup also includes comedian Tommy Chung from Cheech and Chong fame and soap star Antonio Sabato Jr., Leigh Thompson from the movie Back to the Future. Changes to the show include a fourth judge now, Juliana Hogg. Season 19 kicks off September 15th on ABC. Well, you know what, Tavis? I got to see you dance. I've never even heard that you could dance. I thought you were more like on the Bill Cosby dance steps. Well, Kirk Franklin wants to reunite with the gospel group God's Property. 17 years ago, y'all, you remember, they topped the charts with that song, Stomp. Well, hope it works out for you. Well, let's see who all got married lately. Wedding bells have been riding this summer. First, and Angelina Jolie surprised everyone by getting married in France a few weeks ago. And good for you. You didn't have the Stormy Norman paparazzis all around you, and your wedding dress is beautiful. Her children marked their special things on her wedding dress in a different color pin, and it's just absolutely beautiful. They kept everything top secret and finally gave the exclusive to People magazine. Look for the couple and their children who participated in the wedding on People's cover. Jenny McCarthy, formerly of the View, married Donnie Wahlberg of New Kids on the Block. And as we did expect, Donnie, I give it 3 years. You don't know her like we do. And as we did expect over the holiday weekend, basketball's Dwayne Wade and actress Gabrielle Union also tied the knot. She looked stunning. They also had tight security and a limit on press, but eventually releasing photos through social media. Meanwhile, look for Union in season 2 of Being Mary Jane when the show returns to BET at the beginning of the year. Finally, Evan Ross, that's, you know who that is? Yup, that's Miss Ross' son, Diana Ross' son, married longtime girlfriend singer Ashley Simpson. Get out of here. Their ceremony took place at the boss's house. Evan, being the son of Motown legend Diana Ross, ensured a spectacular ceremony at the estate of Miss Ross. Well, I'll be. I didn't know you had been a long time with Ashley Simpson. Y'all kept that quiet. Good for you. Well, congratulations. Excuse me. Congratulations to Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson. Congratulations to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Congratulations to Donnie Wahlberg. And, yeah, who did you marry? See how quickly we forget? Jenny McCarthy. And also congratulations, congratulations to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Okay. The Carlton Dance comes to the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Yes. Season 19 kicks off Monday, September 15th on ABC, and former Silver Spoons and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star Alfonso Ribeiro is joining the season cast. Ribeiro is best known for playing Carlton Banks and perfecting the Carlton Dance to the Tom Jones classic It's Not Unusual on the Fresh Prince show. Before his sitcom stardom, Ribeiro was already a professional actor and dancer. 30 years ago, he danced with Michael Jackson in a big-budget Pepsi commercial. Yep. I have to give it to Carlton. He may look like he dances white, but the brother got soul. And Usher is coming to Philly, so watch out, my friends back there doing his show in November 11th. Well, Terry Crews takes over as host of the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on Monday, September 8th. Cedric the Entertainer left the popular show to concentrate on his movie career. Well, I tell you, Terry Crews is just busy. He's on that show 99 New York or something like that. And then he's got the Chris show. That's in, what do I want to say? It's being played on BET and VH1. Everybody Hates Chris. So anyway, and update on, I don't know why, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Voice former judge, CeeLo Green, found himself in more controversy. First, he pleaded no contest last week to a felony court of giving a woman the drug ecstasy. The singer-songwriter was charged with a crime stemming from a dinner in 2012. The DA declined to charge Green with rape during that same incident. Fuckers. After the plea, Green took to Twitter with a controversial rant about rape. You want to know what he said? He said that if a woman is awake and she knows what's going on, that is not rape. But if she's passed out, you can't call that rape if she's passed out. But if she's awoke, then you can say that that's rape. Now, mind you, I just read and told you he gave the girl drug ecstasy. She was out. Anyway, okay. So after removing the comments, Green tweeted an apology. TBS has canceled, canceled his new reality show, The Good Life. The cable station isn't confirming whether or not an online petition to cancel Green's show swayed their decision. Hell yes, and more than that. Even some of the people that were going to do commercials, they were buying into that show. He doesn't want to take responsibility, y'all, for what he did to the girl. He's calling it, I mean, she's a young lady. He's calling it no contest. He didn't do anything wrong. And still, this is from 2012. This is September 2014. And this little munchkin still don't want to accept responsibility for what he do. I'm telling everybody right now that can hear my voice, or if you're in the chat room, don't buy no more of his, don't support him. Just put it like that. Do not support anything he does, including producing other people's records. Don't even buy them because he had his hand in it, okay? Don't do it. You can do a hell of a lot better than CeeLo Green. He's an ignorant little munchkin, and he needs to take some classes in domestic violence and as far as what rape is, too. Okay. Well, before I get off of my preaching thing, anyway, let's do the scores. Well, it's Major League Baseball time. Y'all know that. So final score, Pittsburgh over Philadelphia, 6-3. Final, Chicago over Toronto. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Toronto over CHC, 11-1. Well, go on, Toronto. Okay, right now, games that are going on, bottom of the eighth, New York Yankees, 8. Tampa Bay 4. Bottom of the 7th, Detroit 0, Kansas City 2. Bottom of the 7th, Milwaukee 2, Miami 1. Top of the 7th, Los Angeles Angels 3, Texas zip. Top of the 7th, we've got Oakland 1 and Chicago White Sox 0. Bottom of the 1st, Houston with Seattle Mariners 0-0. Bottom of the 1st, San Diego 0 and LA Dodgers 0. Okay, more finals. We've got Baltimore 10, Boston 6, Atlanta 6, Washington 2, Steelers 2 and Cincinnati 4. Boy, I'm telling you, Baltimore blew out Boston, didn't they? 10-6. STL 2, Cincinnati 4, New York Mets 2, Colorado or whoever COL is, 0. And the middle of the first is ARI, 0, San Francisco 0. Minneapolis and Cleveland was postponed. Okay. Now, there's a game tomorrow night. Let's go to NFL. Tomorrow night there's a game at 8:30. These are Eastern time, so adjust it to your time schedule, to the West Coast, to the East Coast. Pittsburgh and Baltimore are playing tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Sunday, we've got a lot of games, so listen to me. Sunday, and these are 1 o'clock games. You got Miami at Buffalo, the Jaguars at Washington. These are all 1 o'clock, Dallas at Tennessee. I don't know who ARI is. I'm sorry. New York Giants at 1 o'clock. Sunday at 1, New England and Minnesota. Also Sunday at 1, New Orleans and Cleveland. Sunday at 1, Atlanta and Cincinnati. Sunday at 1, Detroit and Carolina. Sunday at 4 p.m., Steelers and Tampa Bay. Also Sunday at 4 p.m. is Seattle Seahawks and San Diego. And at 4:25 p.m. on Sunday is Houston and Oakland. Also at 4:25 is New York Jets and Green Bay. 4:25, Kansas City and Denver. Now, next Sunday at 8:30, Sunday night, will be Chicago and San Francisco, and Monday night will be Philadelphia and Indiana. How about that? Okay, well, we are going to take a little break here and be right back, and we're going to come back talking about domestic violence. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of Sam Smith. If you haven't heard from him, that's the new British sensation. So let's play a little bit of him.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, no, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're
so talented. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, if you haven't heard this week, Ray Rice, who plays for, isn't that something? I had it all together too. I think it was the Broncos. I'm not for sure. I think it was the Broncos that he played for. But anyway, about a few weeks ago, his fiance at that time, she's now his wife, he hit her with his fist so hard that they were on the elevator, and she passed out cold. And then he drug her, not lifted her up like a man that cares. He just dragged her out the escalator, the elevator. So anyway, what happened, why this has been all in the news, because when it first happened, the commissioner of NFL just told him, okay, you can't play for two games and then you can come back. Now that they see the video, oh, it's a whole new story. But I'm going to tell you this, y'all. Somebody in the NFL already knew about this video. This stuff about they just found it out now, no, because trust me, it's all about the money. And with the NFL, MLB, any of those soccers, it's about the money. And if you've got an excellent player, you look over stuff and let them continue on. Well, oh, no. And in the meantime, while the NFL commissioner went back to review this, his team, I think it was Broncos, anyway, they decided to release him. He had a $10 million salary. Kiss that goodbye, buddy. It's gone. It is gone. I don't know what he thinks that he can do that may have changed yet, but the NFL have put him on an indefinite suspension. No money. So in other words, you're fired, buddy. You don't have a job anymore. Maybe you'll think about that next time, Mr. Ray Rice, when you go to hit a woman. Your wife, I don't know why that girl married you. I'm not going to say that she was stupid, but red flag, baby. He knocked you the fuck out and dragged you out the elevator. And I'm sure that you've seen it, and yet you married him. Okay. All righty then. Whatever that helps you to sleep at night, young lady, I hope it all works out for you. Now, I want to talk about some more players. This is how the NFL is. I want y'all to listen to me. There's Gray Hardy with the Panthers, okay? He had 2 counts of domestic violence on him in July. He even threatened to kill his girlfriend, and yet he is still in uniform and playing. Remember the team, Carolina Panthers. Number two, Ray McDonald of San Francisco 49ers team. His domestic violence, he hit his pregnant fiance. Listen, pregnant fiance, he hit her at a birthday party at his house. He played last Sunday, y'all, with Dallas. Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Ray McDonald, he played in the game last Sunday night football. And we also have on the Dallas Cowboys Jerry Jones, who's up for a sexual assault, the Dallas Cowboys owner. And supposedly, I guess it happened a couple of years ago, but this young lady came forward, and she said she was assaulted by the owner. Almost sound like that other fool, huh, Sterling? Oh, and let me just say this about Sterling, who finally sold the team in California. Why are you going back 20 years talking about Magic Johnson this and Magic Johnson that? That stuff was 20 years ago. If that's the best that you can do is to pull from way back when of somebody's past to justify how you were racist, it don't work like that. Because, you see, whatever happened way back then, Magic Johnson has done a lot, not just for his community and African Americans, but for everybody, wherever he can. He's done a lot to help. Okay, you got theaters all over the place. You got Starbucks all over the place. I mean, come on. What have you done, Sterling, other than be with a young woman who recorded your ass every time y'all were together and put them tapes out there so everybody could hear and your racist, disturbing mouth and thoughts? So you need to get somewhere, okay? Your wife took care of us. She sold the team. You got you, what, $3 billion? Get somewhere and sit down and shut the fuck up, okay? We don't want to hear from you no more. Now, getting back to domestic violence, what the NFL has said as of yesterday, the first time they will be suspended for 6 months. The second time they will be suspended indefinitely, which means you're fired. So I want to know why Gray Hardy, is still playing with the Panthers when it was just in July and this is September. Why aren't you calling him on the carpet? It was 2 counts. He should be off the team, Panthers. Can your coach or somebody call in and explain that to us? And also Ray McDonald of the 49er team, who hit his pregnant fiance? Can somebody call me and tell me from the 49ers, your coaches or your managers, why is this guy still allowed to play? I'm not taking up for Rice. What Rice did was way wrong. But if you're going to do it to one, do it to all of them. These incidents are recent. They weren't like last year or back up in January. We're talking about just this summer within the last 90 days. And yet you still let these people play. Why? Is it because of the money? They have a strategic position on the team? I mean, I'm really trying to understand what the NFL, to me, I feel like you don't think anything of you don't think anything about the women, what they have to deal with as wives or girlfriends. Hold on, I got a call coming through. Area code 253, you're on the line with Linus. Oh, okay. I guess she's just listening. 253?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. I can't talk too long, but one, you have to look at, are any of these NFL players, just from the legal standpoint, have they been convicted? Now, being arrested and convicted are two different things. So if they've only been arrested and charges were dismissed, then the NFL, they have every right to keep playing. I'm not justifying their actions, but they have every right to. The NFL didn't put the new policy into effect until last month. So anybody who has been previously convicted of DV has pretty much, they were lucky. Bottom line,
they got
they
grandfathered
because they can't go
in,
back.
In other words,
yeah, they can't go back. So it's going forward. So any of these players now, you get convicted, not arrested, convicted of DV the first time, then you're suspended for how many games? If you're convicted the second time, then you are banned from NFL for life. Now, the difference with Ray Rice is he is only suspended indefinitely, which means within a year he can reapply for reinstatement. That's how they get around it.
Mm. Well, he's poor as hell now because they took back their $10 million and two of the sponsors that were going to have him. His two of his sponsors, big-time ones, too, they pulled out.
He's been playing football for some time, so if he was smart with his money, he'll be all right.
Well, I hope so.
He just lost his purse this time around, but, yeah, it doesn't mean he's broke. It just means he's no longer getting that contract that he had.
Okay.
But he's
so
been playing.
Oh, go ahead.
Hmm? No. I mean, he may not even be picked up within a year. Ray Rice is already 27 years old, and the sports analysts have already been stating, you know, he's had injuries. When he first came out, he was strong. He was hitting hard. But, you know, he's older now. He's up there with Marshawn Lynch and all those guys. You get to a certain age, you're no good for the NFL. You know, these teams are looking for younger, faster, smarter, clean record athletes out here. And he's not one of them, so he'll be lucky if anybody wants to pick him up. I mean, look at the repercussions the Philadelphia Eagles did when they gave Michael Vick a chance, you know. Oh, burn your Eagle jerseys, boycott the Eagle. That was based on animals. You know, what was his, was another player that came back, and it was an uproar, but they came back. They breezed over it and kept it pushing. You know, like the big uproar with the Dallas Cowboys signing the gay dude, Michael Simpson, I can't think of his name right now. Oh, boycott Dallas, boycott the NFL. It's breezed over. So it's unfortunate that this is what they do. This is an upset because it's publicly recognized now, and the NFL is coming down. These men have been beating on these women for years.
Yeah.
It's just territory. Yeah. It's a very violent game, so they have a violent mindset. It's not that easy to turn it off when you walk off the field. And if you have noticed that, then you get the damn psychiatric or psychology help that you need. But there's resources out here for these women as well. I'm not saying that his wife is not a victim. Yes, she was a victim for domestic violence. But how long are you going to play the victim role when you turn around and you married this man? Did you marry him because you figured no one was going to find out and he was going to have this big purse? You don't have any kids with this man, to my knowledge. So I don't understand the logic. Women have resources and tools now to walk away from domestic violence. I know it can tear you down emotionally. I know it can tear you down physically, mentally, financially, all the aspects. But there are more resources and tools now for women to walk away compared to the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, hell, even the 70s. Women had to get lumped up, they had to take the lump up because they didn't have anywhere to go. You have it now.
They didn't have any skills.
Use your options. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, it just... Yeah, they need to have just a show with maybe just the NFL wives or the MLB wives because I'm sure, like you say, Shop, it goes on. But I mean, what is Dallas going to do? They got assault charges right now against Jerry Jones, and he's the owner of Dallas from another
and
woman.
And he'll keep being the owner of Dallas. Jerry Jones
is
the owner of Dallas
for
many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'll pay the biggest fight. I hear what you're saying. This sick bastard, which I'm surprised he just hasn't dropped dead anyway. And I didn't even know about these charges that you were talking about. I just don't like him as a human being. But they may make a lesson out of him like they did with Sterling. Who knows? And then it may not, because who knows if this woman is telling the truth. See, unfortunately, because you've had so many lying-ass women out here about being sexually assaulted, that when a woman is truly sexually assaulted, you have to make sure, especially with people with money. Are you trying to cash in? Are you trying to get pregnant? What's the purpose? And it's unfortunate. I'm not saying this woman hasn't, but damn, fake ladies, thanks a lot.
Yep. That's the truth. Oh.
As for Jerry Jones, I have no idea what they're going to do with him. Him being the owner, it just depends if these charges go forward. If they are legit and he really did sexually assault a woman, I hope he is charged, goes to jail, and has to give up the Dallas Cowboys.
Just like Sterling. You know, Sterling is now talking about magic when this and that 20 years ago. You know he had AIDS. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? Sterling, find you some business. That is so old. That's 20 years, 25 years ago. Magic has done so much for the community, for a state. Let's not talk about Starbucks, all the movie theaters from down south to the West Coast. What have you done? You know, Sterling, what have you done other than run and be a racist? But anyway, well, I'm glad that they're stepping up, doing something about it. And I hope that these women go get some help, too, because God knows they need it. Hold on. I got another call coming in. Area code 941, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, it's Dave the Rain. How you doing?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Boy, it's all over the place. But I tell you what, we're going to play this clip Saturday morning. Our girl, Mrs. Rice, sent out a tweet for everybody saying that the media got all up in their business and they have done what they got out to do, and that's discredit the black man. And I'm going to play the clip.
I don't know about discredit when there's two other black men. He ain't the only one. I guess the other kid is allowed to hear that, though.
Not by a long shot. And you brought out a real deal of the situation. The more violent a player is, the more money that he makes. And you're right. Those guys get so pumped up, you just can't turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're in that mindset, and then you do something. And I've seen the complete clip. She spit in his face first, and he reacted. And it still doesn't say you're supposed to put. I'd rather him just walk off and just left her, you know, rather than do
it. Exactly. And, you know, Dave, I have a question. I just seen the video for the first time yesterday, I guess like everybody else did. He looked real natural, like it wasn't the first time he put his hands on her.
No, it was kind of, well, you know what? Just like I said, looking at the whole video, it looked like she was used to doing what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now that I agree with, too.
They were in the elevator. She pushed him first. He pushed her back. She spit on him. He knocked her out. But now the knockout blow wasn't done with her head. The knockout blow was done when her head hit the brace on the handle of the elevator. That took her out the game. And he drug her out, you know. And I'd like to know what happened right after that while she was unconscious and how he brought her to and the rest of it. It's a lot of stuff that's missing. And it's a lot of tape that's got to be still out there that nobody won't come forward with. And I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, TMZ, of all people, was the first people to get this and the first
people to turn it loose.
And now in fact, I'm on the phone tomorrow afternoon with a friend of mine that works at TMZ, and I'm going to ask her, Siobhan, tell me just what's going on and how you obtained the tape and the NFL couldn't get their hands on it.
Thank you, Dave. I have been wondering that same thing. Well, you know, it's been a couple of leaks that the NFL did have access to it, or at least they knew exactly what took place in that on the video in the elevator due to the police report.
Yep.
So with all the money. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the next couple of days is going to be real telling because I don't think this story is over yet, and it's going to be deeply embedded in everybody's psychic. Wait a minute. There's some spots missing on the state. It don't just end when he drags her out the elevator. What took place after that? You know, and people want to know. I want to know. If anybody else don't want to know, I want to know.
Well, did he wake her up or what? Because there was another gentleman coming by while he was outside the elevator. That's what I was wondering.
She was
out. He just dragged. In fact, her feet were still in the elevator. He didn't drag her completely out.
She left her shoe. He reached back and got her shoe, and then all of a sudden, the tape ends. Where's the rest of
it? At first, it looked like he walked over her when he dragged her body out. I was like, damn, you a cold-blooded one.
Yeah, well, his stock is going way down, and people have been trying to go back to the sports stores, especially in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, trying to give his jersey back. You know, I don't know how that's going to go on. I'm going to talk to GOG in the next couple of days and find out about that. Hopefully, in fact, he's working on the story. Hopefully, we'll have him Saturday morning.
Good. Yeah, because I would like, I'm not so much interested in the rest of the story because he showed me who he was when I finally, because I didn't want to watch it, but I didn't have a choice, so.
Oh, without a doubt. It's something to see because I'm going, Ray Rice, the smallest guy on the Ravens, went like that. Maybe he came up with a little man's mentality. I have no idea what happened, you know, except for what we've seen. But I've got so many questions. The NFL asked for every piece of evidence and tape that the casino has, and the only thing they came up with was the one where he's dragging her out the elevator unconscious. How did TMZ get their hands on it and nobody else did? I've got questions.
I question that, too. I'm like, yep. TMZ, out of all the little journalist outlets, they get the tape? Come on now. Now, the NFL has not millions, but billions invested into this industry. And you're telling me y'all didn't have enough dough to pay somebody to get that information you needed before it was leaked? Come on. I'm not hearing that.
Well, the women's organization is going after Roger Goodell. I don't know how that's going off, but they are so outraged they want him to resign.
Who was that? The manager?
The commissioner of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they want him to resign. Oh,
they asked him for his resignation as 30 minutes ago.
Really?
Wow.
Now, is it the way he handled this or because of the new policy? Why are they asking him to resign?
Well, they're asking him to resign because they figured that he had not done enough. But on his behalf, if he didn't have all of the evidence, I mean, what could you do? You know, he suspended him. He fined him, you know, 6 games. This is what it's supposed to be. But now they fired him. And it's going to be up to the Players Association to see what happens next. The story is long from being over.
I wish they'd touch on the other two stories with Gray Hardy at the Panthers and Ray McDonald, the 49ers, because this was just in July.
Yeah, you're right. But here's another little note for you. Let me get my facts straight now. I'm trying to think of the quarterback's name. I should have written it down because I had it in mind when I called you. But they
Raifenberger?
The ex-quarterback, the one that they said it was because of suicide, murder investigation. McNair. Okay. Oh, thank you.
McNair?
Yeah, Mecklenburg County reopened that. Yeah, McNair. No, the quarterback that died a couple of years ago doing the murder suicide thing, and they left it at that. They didn't follow up on the investigation. They swept it up on the rug, and they were quick to go to judgment on it. And a lot of people, including his mother, didn't feel that they'd done enough, and now they're about to reopen that investigation. Find that out about an hour ago.
Wow. Good.
Mm-hmm.
About time.
Yeah, because his wife got away with all the money, sold his mother's house from under her. That didn't sit right. In fact, not NBC, but Discovery ID just did a story on it 2 nights ago, and I guess it kind of hit home, so Mecklenburg County is now reopening the investigation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because 7-something-1 right there.
The NFL. Yeah, it's been a busy week in the NFL. Not just the games, but everything else is going on.
Yeah. Sound like it's a lot of secrets coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to be right on top of it. And, of course, I'll pass it along for you before we get to Saturday morning. I promise you I have all the clips. and people we can go in it, and we'll do it.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Be a great show.
Yeah, because yes. I like to know when it went into effect. I thought it was day before yesterday. Yesterday it went into effect that now they suspend him for 6 months and a second time a shop. You said it was already in place?
Wasn't it in place last month? Is it this month? I thought it was last month. Is it this month?
No, they just did it this week where the commissioner, they voted on it and said first time suspended 6 months, second time they're out.
Yeah, but they can't go back. So anybody who's already been convicted of DV, they can't go back and punish them. This is going forward.
Yeah, but as of this afternoon at noontime Eastern, Ray Rice has been officially fired. You know, not only from the Baltimore Ravens, but he's been released entirely from the NFL.
And he can't play for the CDC either. The CDF, I mean,
no,
Canadian football. They came out so quick right after it happened. It was like, and he's not playing up here. What did they say? They're governing with the NFL in the United States. So they said, nope.
Oh, right on.
He can't come up there either. Yep.
Well, that's what some players do. You know, if they can no longer play for the United States, like NBA players, they'll go overseas, play for Turkey, play for Brazil, Israel, whatever.
Yeah, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that's concerned, unless there's a miracle brewing somewhere, his playing days in the NFL are officially over.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
because
he's already 27, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he's getting up there. Well, for football, not in life, but in football. I mean, what is this young man going to do now, Dave? I mean, does he have any direction? I mean, I know a lot of these NFL players don't, or young ones, don't come out with that plan B. They're just about the game, about the game, back the game. What options does he have now? Because, I know some of the players, when they retire, they become commentators or sports analysts. I mean, no one's going to want to touch him.
No, but in fact, especially after the NFL Network and CBS has done that merger, and you know Fox and NBC is going to follow suit as the other producer, he don't even have a commentator job. You know, he's done. Anything that's affiliated with the NFL, he is finished. Benito,
wow.
He's done. Kapoot.
Wow, damn.
And he lost his Nike endorsement. He lost his General Pizza's endorsement. All his endorsements are now down the drain, too. And from what I heard from the tweet from his wife, boy, she is outraged. You know, she's complaining. Just like I said, I'll play that tweet Saturday morning.
You know
I wish
why.
I had time to send it to you.
You know why? Because she ended up marrying him probably just for the mere fact he was supposed to be getting millions of dollars.
And
you know what I mean?
Done.
Why would you still continue with that? Was the money worth it? Because now you're married to him and you have nothing. There's no funds coming in.
She hates the media, all kinds, whether it be television, radio, sports, internet, all of us. We kaput. We're done.
And what is crazy, though, is your anger should be pointed at your husband. Not
thank
the media.
You.
The media didn't
true.
Make him hit you.
True.
Come on now,
really,
direct your anger.
She is really, excuse my French, just at TMZ because she want to know how that tape was obtained. She didn't know that it even existed. And in fact, TMZ just turned it loose and bang, the first place we were seen in Washington, D.C., GOG, you know, our co-host, called me on the telephone and said, I sent you something. I think you better open it up right away and have a look at it. And he sent me the video. I was in shock.
Let's see.
Yep.
Not too bad. Now, Dave, I'm going to ask you this. So while these NFL players are, or young ones, I should say, entering into this industry, and because it's so violent, day in, day out with these guys, practices, home games, away games. Does the NFL tell these players, you know, from rookies to veterans, to see a psychologist or psychiatrist so they can have that balance? I mean, again, I'm not justifying their actions, but damn, that's all they know is violence.
Right. Well, last year, the NFL Players Association, the NFL Players Association put in place for that type of thing to take place because of the concussion rule. You know, concussions can change people violently. You know, case in point, the San Diego play. I wish I had more time, and I wish I had done my research. I'll do it before Saturday morning. But the guy that killed himself in San Diego.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I missed that. Go ahead. I'm writing it down.
You know, and it goes much deeper than that. So Saturday morning, since college football, their games was played. Most of them were played out of conference. And most of the big conferences, it was a sure enough win. They only had one major game that was played in college football. We going to try to devote most of the two-hour broadcast to the NFL, the changes in the rules, the Players Association fall out and flat. We going to cover the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a good show.
Oh, yes, it's going to be outstanding.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So this is something on everybody's mind right now, especially women.
Yeah,
violence.
That last video kind of opened up a keg of worms, and everybody's going, what? You know, I was in shock when I saw it. I'm going, oh, wow, I would never do that. You know, I'm going, come on, just walk off. Just leave.
Yeah, and that's
do something, you know, not that, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, they asked Ray Lewis, was this last night I caught it? Because I guess Ray Lewis has somewhat been a mentor.
Yeah, he's from Florida, and he's done been on the other side of the ball before, but not like that.
Oh, no.
No.
And he did. He even admitted that. And that's what I like, because I'm not a Ray Lewis fan, but he earned my respect last night because he was saying, you know, everything Ray Rice is going through, he said he deserves. He said, don't take my words for what I'm saying. He said, the boy needs help. He said he's not a victim, but that boy needs some psychology. And he said he needs to, you know, his families to be around him. He said, because right now he ain't got no friends. He said, I'll tell you that right now. You don't have no friends. He said, I've shot him a text. Yo, you need to go to church or you need to get some help. He said, because I grew up in a household where I see my mother physically assaulted. And all of a sudden his face tightens up. He gets to rocking a little bit. And the commentator could tell Ray Lewis, he just went back to that pass. And he had to take four deep breaths before he could talk again. And he just, you know, and so... You know, the commentator said, you all right, Ray? He said, yeah, I'm all right. He said, I'm all right now. He said, but you don't strike a woman. He said, I don't care how angry you are, you walk away. He said, enough is enough. He said, this has been going on in the NFL for too many years. He said, the only reason it's making a big deal now is because TMZ put it out there. He said, this should have been addressed years ago, so it never went as far as it did today.
Yep.
Well, I think the face of the country is going south in the handbag, and I'll tell you why. Just last week, you and I discussed about police having to take psychology exams, you know. They got to have psych exams, and I guess the same thing is going to go in football, especially when you take that home and you hurt your spouse. Shouldn't happen.
Because if you think about it, a lot of these football players in the NFL, they've been playing football since Pee Wee League. So you can look at someone who's been 5, 10, 15, or college. They have done nothing but violence, 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 violence. So then sometimes those triggers happen. Again, I'm not justifying these guys, but if they've never been taught, when that trigger happens, you know what, let me walk away from you before it becomes an ugly scene. All they're going to know, their reaction is going to be, oh, what'd you just say? Bah! That's all they're going to do.
True.
Again, I'm not justifying it, but if they are not taught to walk away, to shut it down, when you are off that field, you are done with the violence. You're not taught that. How do you know how to do it on your own?
Good question.
Well, now we have to go back. You know, it's a lot happens in the elevators that nobody knows. We got to go back to Jay-Z and his sister-in-law.
And you know what?
And
they
he,
talked about
and
that.
He, and he, yeah, and he did the right thing.
He didn't touch
it.
He
did
the
right thing. Just let it go off, and as soon as the elevators go opens, I'm gone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's if Ray Rice took the same position, he wouldn't be going through what he's going through right now.
No.
Yeah, would you believe, y'all, I got to tell you this. I was watching The View this morning, and Whoopi Goldberg, this is her statement. I believe if I slap a man, then he has the right to hit me back. If I, and I'm like, Whoopi, have you lost your little mind and your curls and got too tight on your head? It doesn't
now, hold
matter.
Now, hold on. No. Hold on. Because I understand what Whoopi is saying, because I see this at work. So if a man, hey, see, you're having an argument, you know, the man is trying to go walk away and you pulling on him or you lumping him all up in the head and he turns around and knocks the spit out you, you brought that upon yourself. That is self-defense on that man because you kept putting your hands on him. I have known men that have got lumped up from women, and they're like, trust me, I was ready to kill her. But I
heard
I had a commentator
this morning, I wish I got his name on ESPN, says, well, nah. Sure, he was wrong, but we do not have the full story. Everybody's been going so far to protect women, but now who's going to protect the guys? What do they do when they are attacked? And they're trying to get away, and they won't let them leave. And some people, some women, are like that. In fact,
oh,
some
are.
Women, you
a
know,
friend of mine.
You don't, if you don't whip my butt, you don't love me. Excuse me? Well, you wait on that.
No, but you're right. Dave, I have a friend who works, she used to work for the state for years, and now she's with the federal government, and she's always wanted to open an advocate clinic for men, especially in Washington State, because Washington State is for women and children, always have been, always will be.
Right. Yeah.
And so she feels men do not get a fair chance, one, concerning child support or child custody, because we do have a lot of scandalous women here like anywhere else in the world. And she wanted to be that voice for men because they don't have that voice. So it's the same situation. I hear what Whoopi's saying. If a woman is attacking a man first for no reason, I don't care if you are arguing, you need to learn to walk away too. But you didn't put your hands on this man. Out of self-defense, he can do what he wants to do. I've seen this at my job where I've seen men lumped up from women. And you're like, damn. She did that to you. But again, whatever restraint, kudos to that man for restraining himself, because when you see them, you knew that man could take her out. But he refused. You know what?
Yep.
We lock him up. You going to jail just like a man. Don't give her no sympathy because she's a woman. No, she is an aggressor. She is an assaulter. She go to jail just like that man do.
Well, in Florida, they do have that law. They call it the mutual combat law. It is a domestic violence taking place at any time, and both of the combatants have bruises. Everybody's going to jail. They're going to line up in court, and they're going to have to work it out from there. But now
there
I witnessed a fact about 10 or 15 years ago, and I happened to be out there with a camera. This particular lady pulled a knife on this guy. He didn't have nothing, so what was he supposed to do? You know. He shot on a left hook and called the police and said, oh, I hit her. You know, you can take me now. But the same token, here's the knife that she pulled on me. I'm going, oh, my. You know.
Mm.
And fortunately for him, I had it all on video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Dave, I had a friend who was arrested, her and her old man. We were all at the house. Got into an argument. He walked away. He sat down. We all continue. We're like, y'all, calm down. It's not that serious. She goes into the kitchen, grabs a 40, comes behind. We didn't even have enough time to stop her. All you heard was, shut up, and she cracked him in the dome. Mm. He just stumbled. And we all turned and looked at her, and what – the hell is wrong with you? And he kind of stood up and was getting his balance, and immediately they had to hold him back. Now,
mm-hmm.
as tiny as she was and as big as he was, if he had lumped her up, I guarantee you we would have stood there. She would have took that because you were out of pocket. That man had walked away from you and sat
mm-hmm.
down and just ignored you. No, you wanted to show out. You wanted to take
mm-hmm.
a 40 and could have did some serious damage. They calmed him down, walked him outside. He turned around and called the police and had her arrested. And we all gave a statement. She thought we betrayed her. I said, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it. You are in the wrong.
Yep.
Dead
yep.
in the wrong. And she went to jail, and she was convicted of it.
Well,
that's just how it is. I had another friend. We all out the club. We walk out. Her man cheating on her. Hey, sorry, boo. Stuff happens. We're coming out. She done took the bat. Bow, 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 bow. Busting his windows and his tires. His car is right next to mine. I'm like, girl, what the hell are you doing? We trying to calm her down. Busted all his windows, stabbing his tires out. He come out, this man ready to choke the mess out of her. Do I blame him? No, because I'm shallow about my car, too. She go to swinging the bat on him. You know, immediately, he gets a hold of her. He grabs the bat, and he's holding her down, holding her down. One of his boys was like, I'm calling the police. Do what you got to do. I mean, we stood there. She was like, y'all not going to help me? I said, he ain't hitting you. I said, he's restraining you. I said, but trust me, if he put them hands on you, he's justified. You just swung a bat on this man. You busted all his windows open because he's cheating on you? Take his credit card and spend his money. But this reaction is not the reaction.
Absolutely.
You know, it was. And, again, women are just as crazy. I am seeing this more and more at my job, that more women are being charged with assault. Again, I'm not justifying either side. And, again, women are fed up, too. Got to put that out there. Women are fed up.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know, they stand on the ground now. They're not going to stand around unless a man beat them up. But we need tougher laws, period, for domestic violence. We need better protection for victims, for children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason this has went
absolutely.
On so long
absolutely.
In the NFL is because the hand's been slapped this whole time. The NFL is not the only sport that has DV. MLB,
no.
NHL, NBA, come on, y'all.
Soccer.
We can
yep.
name all kind of it. Hell, tennis, soccer, they out there doing it.
I had an incident at one of my uncle's club. My uncle had a club in Savannah, Georgia, and I was off from being a DJ. He said some of my security guards didn't show up, and they got the license and everything. I need you to be the security guard of a club. You need a female with you, go call your sister, tell her I got a job for her because nobody showed up. Okay, we went. This particular night, this guy was beating this little girl up and down, and quite naturally, if I'm going to do my job, I grabbed him. You know, I was
mm-hmm.
restraining him to keep him from injuring her any further. What she did when I grabbed him was ironic because she reached down in her pants and pulled out one of these little steak knives. She didn't stab him. She stabbed me.
Ain't that something?
What?
And you know, and I'm going, oh, my sister went ballistic. She said, well, baby, that's all right. I got it. And it was on from there. But I'm going, I'm trying to say, but why in the world? But you was beating up my old man. Oh, Lord, lady. Okay. Don't want to talk to you no more.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
done. I'm filing charges on both of y'all. You know.
Exactly. And it's unfortunate that there are women out there like that. They're, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? I just saved your life. From this
yep.
man taking your life, and you want to take my life? You want to harm me from trying to save you? Well, you know what? Let me go on. Like you said, let me go and walk away. Let me go and mind my business. Because this is, I'm not about to die for y'all situation.
Yeah, really. You know, and I was in shock, you know, because I'm going, well, wait a minute. I saw when she pulled a knife, and I was going to try to stop her because I thought she was going try to stab him, but it didn't work out that way. She went right at me. I'm going, oh, whoa, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong side of the fence here.
mm-hmm. It is. It's whew, crazy.
So it gets weird. It gets really weird. And this is a long way from being over, just like I said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. This has been a great show, but I got to go. Have a great show, great topic, and I'll listen to it later.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Chauvinet.
I'll talk to you Saturday morning.
All right. Thank you for joining me on in the studio with Linus, Dave, and Chauvinet.
Welcome.
Okay. I'm going to finish up the last part of the show with what is domestic violence, statistics and facts. Domestic violence can happen to anyone regardless of gender, race or ethnicity, sexual orientation, income or other factors. The victims, 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence during her lifetime. Women experience more than 4 million physical assaults and rapes because of their partners, and men are victims of nearly 3 million physical assaults. Women are more likely to be killed by an intimate partner than men. Women ages 20 to 24 are at greatest risk of becoming victims of domestic violence. Every year, 1 in 3 women who is a victim of homicide is murdered by the current or former partner. Well, how does domestic violence affect the families? Well, every year, more than 3 million children witness domestic violence in their homes. Children who live in homes where there is domestic violence also suffer abuse or neglect at high rates of 30 to 60%. A 2005 Michigan study found that children exposed to domestic violence at home are more likely to have health problems, including becoming sick more often, have frequent headaches or stomach aches, or being tired and lethargic. A 2003 study found that children are more likely to intervene, which is true, when they witness severe violence against a parent, which can place a child at great risk for injury or even death. Yes, because that has occurred. The circumstances. Domestic violence is most likely to occur between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. More than 60% of domestic violence incidents happen at home. Well, the consequences of domestic violence is, according to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, domestic violence is the third leading cause of homelessness among families. Again, I will read that. The third leading cause of homelessness among families. In New York City, 25% of homeless heads of households became homeless due to domestic violence. Survivors of domestic violence face high rates of depression, sleep disturbances, anxiety, flashbacks, and other emotional distresses. Domestic violence contributes to poor health. Where am I at? I lost it. Survivors of domestic, okay. Domestic contributes to poor health for many survivors. For example, chronic conditions like a heart disease or gastrointestinal disorders can become more serious due to domestic violence. Among women brought to emergency rooms due to domestic violence, most were socially isolated and had fewer social and financial resources than other women not injured because of domestic violence. Without help, girls who witness domestic violence are more vulnerable to abuse as teens and adults, which we were speaking of just earlier, Dave, Chauvinet, and I, about they need to get counseling, get some help, you know. Without help, boys who witness domestic violence are far more likely to become abusers of their parents or their own children as adults, thus continuing the cycle of violence in the next generation. Domestic violence costs more than $37 billion a year in law enforcement involvement, legal work, medical and mental health treatment, and lost productivity at their companies. The number one fact of domestic violence is most domestic violence incidents are never reported. Again, I'm going to say that. Most domestic violence incidents are never reported. Help change the facts. Speak up, speak out, and make a difference for victims of domestic violence. Everybody, listening audience, chat room, whoever out there, make a difference. Give victims of domestic violence the support that they deserve. You can donate to certain companies, start a fundraising page. You can do volunteer work. I mean, there's a lot that you can do. But first off, and more than anything, report it. Report it. Well, I'm going to give you guys some, as I close out, some resources. Now, there's the Bureau of Justice Statistics or Office of Justice Programs, Intimate Partner Violence in the United States, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Injury Prevention and Control, Violence Prevention, Institutes for Children and Poverty, The Hidden Migration, Why New York City Shelters Are Overflowing with Families, National Coalition Against Domestic Violence has fact sheets, and National Criminal Justice Reference Center has for family violence facts and figures. So I hope our discussion today has opened some eyes and ears for you folks to listen to what's going on, and please, please report it. Now, I want to tell you, we're going to be discussing this Saturday even more on Tailgate Party. Oh, I need Dave. Oh, he's still here. Dave.
I'm here.
What's the name of the show on Saturday at noon?
Dave the Ray's Tailgate and Shout-Out Party.
There it is. Saturday morning
at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yep, that's right, 7 o'clock my time. Boy, you done moved me from 8, 9, 8, 7. You don't want me to sleep at night,
Dave. I always start earlier than you because of college football. But the NFL has taken such precedence this week, we're going to have to expand that on the NFL because we're going to have a lot of callers and a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of ground and a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we sure are. Because besides, which the Nosa Shab was bringing up, and then, too, some of the games that I watched. Oh, man. They were interesting. They were interesting. But, boy, I saw a whole bunch of players on Broncos they could let go. They were dropping that ball like it was running water. So what is wrong with you people? You got Peyton Manning just dropping the ball, missing it. I was like, how they got 31 was the grace of God.
Most important tomorrow night. Actually, it's going to be kind of strange because the Baltimore Ravens play the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow night.
Ooh, I'll be watching that game. You know that. What's going to be outstanding about that game? How much of an impact
is going to really be without Ray Rice?
Oh, that's right.
By the way, Roger Goodell kind of opened up another keg of worms late tonight. He left the door open for Ray Rice to somehow or another return to the NFL, providing he can live up to their standards and do what they're telling him to do. So I don't know. The story is still ongoing.
More to come later. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's going to be a good show Saturday morning. I am definitely looking forward to it. I got my little colorful highlights. Yes, sir. I'm on the ball this week. I got them. All right. Well, Dave, I guess we're going to close this out and go eat me some dinner, I hope. Have you had dinner yet?
Oh, yeah. It's been a weird week around here in Tampa Bay. I was off doing something for the Department of Transportation and wound up in the middle of a 17-car pileup.
Oh, my God.
So the baby has been strange, to say the least.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in and joined me. I appreciate that. And Chauvinet, too. And Nina was in the chat room. So, okay. Well, y'all, like I said, tune in Saturday, today's tailgate party, at 7 o'clock our time for people on the West Coast and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It's going to be a good show, so I'm going to tell you, you might want to call in early, get on the chat line, so you can get in and give your 2 cents, whether it's about the games that are played or the games that are coming up and the players, or about this domestic violence issue that's been on everybody's mind this week. And don't forget Friday Traffic Jam at 5 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, everyone, for being with me today. Love you dearly. Remember to smile. It just might change somebody's attitude.